Fury Electric Studio with Justin Akre on the Buzz Radio Network.
You know, that goes way back. I was a young coach at the University of Iowa, a coach for Hayden Fry. We went to Tulsa. I'd always worn a windbreaker the first two games when it was not too bad in Iowa, but we went to Tulsa and it was 100 and whatever degrees, and I was walking out to the field and Coach Fry yelled at me for wearing the jacket. He said, "You can't wear that, it's too hot, da-da-da-da-da." We ended up losing the game, and I flew home and I was convinced that because I didn't wear that jacket, I was the hex that caused us the game. So I've kind of just kept it all the way through.
Games between powerhouses or showdowns between also-rans.
Stay in there on that football field. When that man comes at you, don't run away from him. Hit him!
Contests that are mismatches or those that are too close to call.
Great football is about great football. If you have great football, players playing great football, that's the best kind of football to play.
We pick them all. The Zone's weekly football picks are brought to you by NYPD Pizza.
It's the sport of kings, better than diamond rings. That's why we're here to sing football.
NYPD Pizza is your football connection, with TVs on every wall and a huge projection screen.
Winning isn't everything, but it's the only thing. In our business, there is no second place. Either you're first or you're last.
Don't miss a play. Come on out for great food and drink specials, including a full bar. NYPD Pizza, across from the ranch on Highway 10.
My wife says, "Babe, are you going to drive a Corvette or what are you?" I'm like, "I don't think this is a Corvette town, babe. I do think this is a Jeep town, though." So I found a Jeep. It's all nice. You're not going to like it because it's gray. I know a lot of people don't like the gray color.
Now, here are the guys with their picks on the games that matter to you and those that should. In the Zone.
Welcome back. Justin Akre, Boulder, Colorado. The Pigskin Preacher, Bill Vickery, standing by, I believe, with Mike Waddell, who is a senior associate AD from the University of Arkansas in town now. Yes. We'll visit with him coming up in a second. And, Mike, if you want to weigh in on any of these picks, we certainly welcome your opinions.
Just pick barbecue.
Okay. Well, you can't go wrong.
Justin, you'll appreciate this. Kevin Trainer was with us. He put some sneakers on, and he's out doing 3 miles on the course right now.
Wow. Just is he going to race R.J.
Really
Hawk today?
And he's just out going to get a quick run in.
Guys, we do need to get Sean in as well from NYPD, and we appreciate their sponsorship of this segment so we can sit around and pretend like we know what's going on in the world of college football. Sean, how are you?
Good. How you doing today?
Good, my man. Everything's good.
I'm very excited. After last week, it was a great game.
It was, and hopefully this week will be, we're not picking the Razorback game because, well, for obvious reasons, I just wouldn't feel right about it, but what do you guys have going over there tonight and through the weekend?
We got a bunch of pizza specials going on tonight for the football games, the local football games, high school games. If they come in after the football game and they mention the password football, they get 10% off on their total meal.
Okay, good deal.
A lot of high school football games going on tonight.
Yeah, for sure. And what about, you guys got Razorback watch parties, I assume, going on tomorrow as well?
No, we're going to be at the game tomorrow.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So we'll be down at the game tomorrow.
Well, good deal. All right. And then you guys are open like 7 days a week, though, right?
Yeah, we're open 7 days a week.
Okay, well, people can hang out there on Sunday as well, I assume. So
yeah, and we'll have our new place will be opening around the 27th. We're shooting for the Flying Pig, which will be a very unique restaurant and bar that we'd love people to come out and try some great food. We'll have some ribs, rib platters, pork loin platters, and some great cheese dip.
Excellent. Well, Sean, we appreciate you. It's a little hectic today. We're in like four different locations, so... We appreciate you and your location at NYPD Pizza, and we will come by and see you soon, and we'll get you guys back in the studio next week when we kind of get back on a normal setting. So thanks so much for everything. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks, guys.
All right, take care. All right. Guys, let's get into some of these games here. And again, Mike, if you just want to focus on your barbecue, that's fine. We have talked about some of these games through the week. Florida and Miami playing. This game is in Miami. Florida is a 3-point road favorite, and I believe we have a clip from Will Muschamp talking about the game this week.
Yes, got a good Miami football team there at noon at Sun Life Stadium in Miami. Al Golden and staff have done a great job. They're really explosive offensively, led by Stephen Morris. Duke Johnson, a very talented group of rideouts and a very experienced big offensive line. Across the board on the defense, they start juniors and seniors across the board except for, I think, one or two sophomores. So very experienced on the defense side of the ball. We got a work cut out for us. Looking forward to kicking it off on Saturday. Well, you know, it's not been a – obviously, since we've expanded in the SEC, it's not a game that's been played every year between University of Florida and Miami. But we're looking forward to this Saturday. It's a game with a lot of tradition. Back in the 80s when I lived in Gainesville, and I'll never forget James Jones' one-handed catch in the north end zone. Won the game, I think it was 17-14. But that it led off the year every year. I know at times they played the neutral side and played in Tampa. So it's been a fantastic series, and we'll see where it goes after Saturday.
Well, Muschamp, normally very excitable. Didn't get his morning cup of coffee before the teleconference this week, apparently. But
must have had.
I have a hard time, and I think Al Golden's going to do a great job. Mm-hmm. But I don't know about Miami right now. I'm not sure about Florida though. I think this is going to tell us a lot more about both these teams, and I have a lot of questions about both of them. But Miami's at home. They are a 3-point home underdog. Bill Vickery.
One of the worst home field environments you could ever hope for in all of collegiate athletics.
It's Miami, really?
Oh, my gosh. Nobody cares down there. Back in the old days when the Orange Bowl was in the middle of a crime-riddled neighborhood, you went in there and you had Benny Blades to deal with on the field and Irvin and those guys. Then your fans got their cars broken into out in the parking lot and their stereo stolen. Mm-hmm. That was the old you. Now they're out at Sun Life, which is outside of town. It's a kind of an antiseptic environment out there. They don't have a lot of fans who go out there. Having said all that, write this down, Justin. Do you have a Big Chief notepad and a number two pencil?
I have a piece of paper and ink.
Let me tell you this right now. Get on the phone to the Mirage. Do whatever it takes. Mortgage your house. Take the 3 points at home. The U wins it outright.
Wow. I'm really shocked at that.
I said it. I told you Washington would beat Boise State last week.
I concur entirely. Florida's offense stinks.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They struggled to put up 24 against Toledo. I think Miami ekes out a win. Listen,
I just looked at the picks, and the only person I align myself with if I pick Florida is Phil Elson, who went 3-4 last week.
Now, that ought to tell you something.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so I'm going to take Florida. Let's go, Gators!
Oh, my gosh.
I'm telling you, if Florida loses this game, we may have to kick them out of the East.
Why?
Okay.
Where does that pick come from, honestly? Does that come from the heart of the head?
No,
I think
SEC.
They're less.
He's picking the
no,
SEC.
No, that's not true. That's not true. Just like in politics, I pick the best man. I don't worry about conference alignment there either. Here's my deal. I think Florida sucks a little bit less than Miami. I don't think either team is a real contender, so it doesn't matter. Moving on. If Florida loses and Western Kentucky beats Tennessee, I move. Mm-hmm. And Mike, you can probably help with this. I need somebody that's got a little stroke. I move that we put Western Kentucky in the SEC East and move Florida to the ACC. Let's see if we can pull this off.
Too many teams with red.
Yeah, there's a point to be made there.
You got to have an eye for the flare there, man.
But Western would in that case be 2-0 against the SEC this year, albeit against two teams with new coaches, but still. They did come off with the win against Kentucky as predicted by most folks in the zone last week.
Send a nice note to Willie at South Florida. He built that program up.
Yes, he did. He went to South Florida and got murdered by McNeese State last weekend. Congratulations on your outing.
Thanks, Skip.
Yeah, and by the way, UAPB travels to McNeese this week. I'm going to guess that they're going to have their hands full. Okay, so Western Kentucky, Tennessee. 13.5-point favorite are the Volunteers.
I was going to say, it's almost two touchdowns at home in Knoxville where it's football time in Tennessee. We're picking against the chalk, right?
No, I mean, yeah, there's no line. Here. Yeah, we're just picking straight
up. Head
up? Head up. Oh, Bill's torn. A Bill Vickery divided against himself cannot
Tennessee. Look at that.
Pigskin.
Tennessee's offensive line is too strong to win.
Everybody's got Tennessee in this one. Next up, ASU and Auburn, one of the more intriguing games around football.
Is it intriguing? It's intriguing only because it's Gus's team, but it wasn't really good.
It's intriguing because I think a Sun Belt team could beat an SEC team.
Not this week.
We saw that. We've seen that happen, unfortunately.
Yes.
Not in the outskirts of Opelika.
I hate
Auburn,
to even mention that.
Auburn rolls.
I don't like mentioning that with the game being at Warren World this week. Okay, so you like Auburn?
Yeah.
Bill?
I like Auburn. Just not enough contrast there
for Arkansas State. If they were a plodding running team that took, you know, 7 minutes to run one play, then you might say, well, if they catch them early and they get ahead and, you know, and then you have to, because, you know, Gus is up-tempo, going to run a lot of plays. But they're both going to run a lot of plays. I think that works to Auburn's favor.
I predict that ASU runs three Statue of Liberty plays this week, but they lose by three touchdowns. No, I don't think so. I think it'll be closer than that. I would actually take all, I would take ASU in the points probably, but I don't think they're probably going to win outright.
It's over two touchdowns, isn't it?
Interesting game. Yes, it's a 13-point line.
13. Okay, sorry.
The University of Louisiana, fresh off a spanking at the hands of the University of Arkansas, travels to K-State, a team that is fresh off a spanking by an FCS program. And this is really an interesting game, I thought. K-State's a 10-point home favorite.
Yes.
Both teams looking for a little respect after disappointing opening week performances.
Do you honestly believe that Bill Snyder will lose two non-conference games in a row up there in Manhattan, Kansas?
No.
I don't see it happen.
No, sir.
I'm having a hard time believing that UL is going to open 0-2 also, though.
Lafayette is Lafa Lousy, and K-State wins easily.
Okay.
I don't know that they're that bad. They can open 2-0 and still not be a bad team.
That's right.
Georgia
could do the same thing. Yes.
Their quarterback was awful last week.
He wasn't good. But anytime you hear the word dual threat, that means the guy can't pass. He can just run really well. So dual threat is always some guy who heaves the rock worse than Tebow. And so that became obvious because we were able to shut the run down pretty quickly. But he was forced to be a drawback passer. So, but having said all that, Bill Snyder wins at home. I don't see Kansas State losing to him.
Agreed.
I'm with you.
Even though this is what happens. They lost that big blonde-headed galoot that played
Calvin,
Newt Rockne style.
Calvin Klein.
He was back there. Exactly.
Or Jordan
Asher. Name was. Yeah, I was going to say
Sergio
Vidal Sassoon.
Valenti, whatever his name was. Yeah.
That guy came from an era of, you know, signals, 45, 36, 72.
Well, he was a homeschooler, too, so that gave him an advantage. He wasn't all beaten up from organized football.
He was a big, strong nerd, I think is what you're trying to say.
Yes, but they don't have him anymore.
Who got married before he kissed his wife.
He did.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No. Yeah, but his grandkids will be at the game in the stands.
You got married before I kissed your wife, so.
Boom.
But not before you kissed me, Bill. And that's the important part, isn't it?
That was a night.
We had times, didn't we?
Hey.
We had times.
It was the last night we were all in Fayetteville when it wasn't a game week.
Oh, my gosh, that's right. Somebody got a broken thumb. There were phone calls being made at 2 in the morning to places that we won't talk about.
I almost said North Dakota.
Sorry, we had North Dakota on the brain after last week. Notre Dame traveling to play Michigan. I'd rather play Notre Dame than North Dakota State this week, I think, if I were Michigan. Michigan and only a 3.5-point favorite, but the pigskin, who is normally not very optimistic in this matchup, feels pretty good this week, and I typically in this matchup turn to him for guidance, as I do when I go to church on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Pigskin?
Well, I'm picking Michigan, but I don't feel real good about it.
Our
secondary is really bad. I mean, our safeties are quite possibly deranged. They don't seem to understand. You don't let people behind them. Notre Dame throws the ball fairly well, and I don't know. I think it comes down to the last 3 minutes, but I think we win by a field goal.
I concur.
You like the maize and blue at home in the big house, which, you know, they just have the one women's restroom still in that entire stadium.
No, they remodeled it. Now they have two.
Exactly.
They have a small of restroom. They have a 1.5 bath.
The dames go to that end.
Yeah.
You got to love cold weather football for Michigan. That way the ugly girls get to cover up a lot more.
Buffalo girls, won't you come out tonight? Graze by the light of the moon.
I like the maize and blue at home. I'm with the man of the cloth over here. If he calls him Clay, I call him Clay. He's Clay to me.
Justin knows if I thought they'd lose, I'd say they were going to lose.
Can I go nuts and say that Tommy Rees has a good game, though?
Oh, he will have a good game because our secondary's lousy.
He'll have a good game.
So the prediction is that Rees enters the Heisman conversation.
Right, exactly.
Michigan pulls out a close one.
There's still you're killing me over there, Mike. You're killing me.
Absolutely. You can't bet against Brian Kelly. Bet against Brian Kelly.
What about if you bet Alabama would beat Brian Kelly? Could you bet against them?
Well, I didn't say that.
Okay.
Well, I said you can't bet against Brian Kelly this week.
This week. Okay. Well,
no way you lose to Michigan.
Can you bet against?
Ago, that was the last time.
He lost to Rich Rodriguez for crying out loud. Of course he could lose to Michigan.
Wasn't his team.
Rodriguez had him running wind sprints before the game.
Show up Monday if they lose. I want to have a word.
Pigskin. We're trying to bring people in. We're not turning them away. Be nice. You and Mike play nice. Let's hear from Steve Spurrier, who's talking about hate. We'll let Steve Spurrier talk about the hate,
yes,
and we'll talk about love, and we'll talk about picks and being nice to Mike, who's our the first time he's been a guest in the zone. Let's treat him with a little Southern hospitality. Anyway, Steve Spurrier on the hatred between Georgia and South Carolina.
I just don't sense the hatred between Georgia and South Carolina that there is between Georgia and Florida. So, I mean, you'd have to ask their fans, all that, but... We've Georgia's beaten us so many times. Just recently, we've been able to beat them a few times. But Georgia has so many rivals. It's just difficult for them to have a big rivalry game every week. I think they've got as many as probably anybody in the country, with Georgia Tech, Florida, Auburn, even Vanderbilt. They got a little rivalry going with those guys now. So I mean, you can have only so many. We don't have that many down here because we haven't beaten enough people to have a big rivalry type game. So anyway, I think it's just different than I'm in South Carolina. It's one of the big reasons.
Boy, I tell you what, you want to talk about vintage Steve Spurrier. He poor mouths his team and inadvertently takes a shot at the opponent at the same time. I think if you call Vanderbilt a rival of a team you're about to play, it's a slap in their face.
I like Spurrier because he says you still can't spell citrus without Washington Redskins. Hey, we just had a quick visit from the dean of all Arkansas sports writers here, Harry Key.
Still grouchy at this hour?
He's traveling with Oxygen and what appears to be the same team that supported Howard Hughes for all those years.
Yes. Still mad about something at this hour, ladies and gentlemen. He is Harry King.
He can't hear us at all. He doesn't have his hearing aid in right now.
He could be sitting on my lap and he wouldn't be able to hear us. That's not the point.
I love me some Harry King. I'm just kidding.
Georgia or South Carolina, boys?
Whew, man, oh, man. This is a game that I would take 100% crowd shots, not even see any play on the field, and be completely happy with it because it's just like that Clemson game, too. I mean,
South Carolina is a lot like Florida. Good defense, lousy offense. Georgia's got a mediocre defense, great offense. Georgia wins at home.
Ooh.
I'm going to take Georgia.
Really?
Mike,
both take, well then,
can you pick against Steve Spurrier, even though I can't pick against Brian Kelly?
No, I like that. Well, I didn't work with Steve Spurrier. I worked with Brian Kelly for 3 years.
That's
so
Cincinnati.
I go with the Dogs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bill?
By the way, I would have hired Brian Kelly over Rodriguez, but Michigan wouldn't even look at him. I would have
hired Mike over Rodriguez.
He was great at Grand Valley State and CMU. I like the guy.
Here's the thing.
Bill, we're your pick away from being done here.
Listen, no. This is what I like. I like Spurrier's comment from a few years ago. He likes to play Georgia early in the year because you still got most of those guys are on suspension. And so
they haven't made bail yet. So,
I'll be the contrarian. I like the ball coach. He's at Arby's. He doesn't have a shirt on coaching one day. He's give me the ball coach on the road, first big game.
You are on Elson Island. You are on Elson Island. You and Phil are the only ones that picks South Carolina.
Sugar Phil and I will stand alone. As long as I'm the skipper, he can be Gilly.
Okay.
Yes. Continuing on.
We're done. That's it. We're picked.
That's it?
We're finished. That's it?
I missed one game last week, by the way. You incorrectly had me down for some stuff.
I had you down at 6-1. You were 6-1 last week. That was almost as good as my 7-0, but not quite. You were much better than Phil Olsen's 3-4, though. Mike Waddell, a senior associate athletic director at the University of Arkansas. And, Mike, I got to be honest. I don't know what the deal is here, and I don't know what they're paying you, but you have a lot of responsibilities because you're involved in marketing, licensing, media relations.